上周的节目当中啊，我跟杰瑞讨论到小鸡鸡到底有没有骨头的这回事儿，是吧？我们有位小粉丝 Jenny 是专业人士，哎呀，在微信里面给我好好的上了一课。我们听一下 Jenny 到底是怎么解释小鸡鸡骨折这回事儿的。
昨天你们的那档节目也太那什么啥了吧，深入话题了吧？然后我听到你们说，男生的第三条腿，这个你这么好研究这些方面的人物，怎么会说里面是骨头呢，还是肌肉呢？请问你是真不知道，还是真不知道呢？你是不是认为里面是有骨头的呀？是这样子的，就是其实它也就是肌肉，里面是不会有骨头的。然后呢，当你在兴奋的时候，就自然的勃起了嘛。然后你们在节目里面说它会断，是因为做爱的姿势不对啊，或者其他的一些原因嘛。然后它断了，有一个医学上专业的诊断，就是叫白膜断裂。其实他勃起的时候是因为他有个叫海绵体的东西在，就是充血膨胀嘛。还有就是那个什么断裂，包裹在海绵体外面的就是一个叫海绵体白膜。为什么会断不住？是那个性爱姿势不对啊，或者是追求一些高难度的动作吧，也不知道。在医院的话，尤其是二级医院，会经常遇到这种情况，就是突然来个急诊，然后就出现这种情况呗。其实我只遇到过一次，是一个40几岁的中年男士，然后估计喝完酒，然后在外面哈皮了一下，然后就变成这样子了。所以我现在记忆犹新啊。你是不是想想都觉得很痛啊？哇，也有过的，反正就是很惨，就是有一个工人，他可能就在工作的时候不小心把裤子卷到机器里面去了嘛，然后裤子就把他身体那个小皮卷进去了，整个会阴部的皮都被掀开了，就是看着都很恐怖。哎呀，这个一大清早的给你说这些是不是不太好啊？不用害怕，只要正常的情况下，就是如果你不会很特别激烈，特别追求高难度的话，应该不会断吧。是的，我都有点说不下去了。哎，什么意思啊？我在向你普及医学知识好不好？不要扯到我这身上来。
这个解释太专业了啊，太专业了。这就是普及了一下专业的医学知识。好了，那接下来我们听正片。
Five minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the show.
Welcome to Downton.
Never five minutes.
Season three.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文。每天呢，我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你，但是你就不认识他的词。那在公众号里，还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索"每日五分钟英语"，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
那么今天大家在微信公众账号回复3033，就可以看到今天的节目稿子啦。
Hi everyone.
大家好。
I am 黄色背景 Jerry.
I am Afro Alex. 我在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟 English.
And I am broadcasting from Tokyo. And welcome to season 3 of the 5 minutes English show.
Jerry is from Tokyo Hot. 生无可恋的表情了又是。你知道 Tokyo Hot 吗？
Hurry the fuck up.
哦。Hey Jerry, how are you today?
I'm fine, Woolix.
Thank you, and you, 对吧？
Yeah, thank you, and you. Yeah. No, I was sick as a dog yesterday, but today I feel
对对对
as right as rain now.
对对对，你 sick as a dog， 你不 sick 也是 as a dog 的。
Shut up.
你说的这个 as right as rain 是个毛线呀、啊。
So if someone is as right as rain, which is a very weird expression, but some people do use it.、If you're as right as rain, it basically means you are healthy、or you feel good, like you have good health, basically.、
Right as rain 就是没有问题的意思，是吧？就是形容一个人身体很好，对吧？或者是一个
yes
次序，是吧？哎，这个次序你表示次序怎么说来着？会怎么用啊 ？As right as as right as rain.
Okay, so order is like, oh, it's in good order, as in like it's something's working or something is doing good. So it's in good order.
Oh, 我还以为是次序的意思。
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So.An example when it comes to having good order is like everything would have been alright. Sorry, everything would have been right as rain if Tom started his. If Woolix started his work earlier.
我先看看这句意思是说我好还是说我不好啊？好像是说我好是吧？
No, actually it wasn't.
那好吧，为什么一定要是 rain 呢？下雨跟这个好不好，对不对？有个毛线关系啊？
Well,
不能是为什么不能是？As right as snow, as right as wind.
I don't know. Well, actually, I think it's because rain and right sound nice together. Right as rain, you know.
韵律是吧
？Yeah. So the allusion to the simile is unclear, but that's my guess. I'm guessing that right as rain is like it sounds nice together.
就跟中文一样，就一定要有这种。叫 rhythm 对吧
Yeah, that's right. And also in Britain, rainy weather is like very normal. So, I guess you know in Britain, rain is
you guess.
Yeah, well, I'm not from Britain, so I wouldn't know.
对 you gay.
You're gay.
就因为英国经常下雨，所以下雨是一件非常 normal 的事情，所以就会有这个 as right as rain 就感觉下雨才是正常的
Yeah, I think so too
对吧就有这个 idiom 了老读成 idiot
yeah. yeah, that's because you are an idiot
呸 Jerry 啊你之前说那个 sick as a dog 这个是生了一场大病的意思吗
Yeah,
大病
To be as sick as a dog is like to be really, 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 really sick
继续啊
Really, 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 really Very, 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 very sick. Very, very sick.
对，你是 very sick 了。你的 your brain is sick as a dog.
Your brain is as wool as a rat.
你可以了，好吧 ？Jerry， 我有个问题，为什么不是 sick as a cat， 或者 sick as a rat， 或者是 sick as a Jerry？
I'm not sure. I think dogs are very popular.
他妈的，这两天就是问你什么问题？I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.Because I'm not sure.
专业一点好吗？
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so I think dogs are very popular animals in idioms and proverbs and stuff like that. So there are also many sick idioms in English. So when you're sick, you feel unwell, right? So, for example, you could be like as sick as a parrot. But that doesn't mean to be sick, like to be unwell. That just means to be disappointed or unhappy. So I guess it's like pretty different.
就等于说同样是这个 sick, 但是 sick as...Parrot 就不是生病的意思了，而是对某件事情啊或者某个人就非常失望不爽了，对吧
？So in sport, this phrase is very common. So when you say, so for example, your favorite team lost and your friend was really unhappy, you can be like, Tom was as sick as a parrot when Woolix team Woolix lost the match in Woolness.
Sick as a parrot, 我已经无视你了，你知道吗
？Okay.
Sick as a parrot, 通常被球迷用来表示他们对，自己支持的球队啊非常失望。比如说 ，I am sick as parrot for you, Jerry. For you,、
okay.
就是我对你很失望的意思。
Okay.、
哎、
okay. All right, bro.
好，还有什么 sick 吗
？Yeah, your mind is sick. Anyway.
妈的。
So of course there are.
Your ass is sick.
No. So of course there are many more meanings. For sick, and I think we can talk about one more before we finish.
Finish.
So it's called making someone sick. So Woolix's mind makes me sick. That's a perfect example. You guys should use this all the time. Woolix, you make me sick.
好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们明天见。You make me sick, Jerry. 一天到晚叫我 fuck 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 fuck
fuck. Okay.
然后 screw 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 screw. You make me sick.
Oh my god. Yeah. So making someone sick means to make someone really angry, annoyed, or upset. It's like making them feel really disgusted.
其实就关键是 make someone disgusted, 让别人恶心。
Yeah. Or really really uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, angry, annoyed.Upset, 对吧
yes. Yeah, all of these things.
Make、
yeah.
somebody sick, 就是让对方感觉到不爽、
yes.
让人感觉到恶心让人感觉到很吵
Yes, yeah, when Alex says all these things about
现在就是比谁说的快
When Alex says all these things about sunflowers and picking up the soup, it makes me sick
就这样吧好吧
Okay
好今天我们讲了什么呢 Jerry
We talked about as right as rain.
As right as rain, 就是诶没问题很健康很顺利对吧
Yes, that's right. Sick as a dog.
就是生了一场大便大病。
Make somebody sick. Sick as a parrot, sorry.
Sick as a parrot, 就是很失望不爽。
Make somebody sick.
就是让对方不爽恶心吵闹对吧
Oh, and I actually remember, I think this use is a bit more rare.But making somebody sick can also mean to make someone feel jealous, or jelly for short.
Oh, 还会让人妒忌的这种感觉啊。
Yeah, that's right. But this is very uncommon. This is very, very uncommon.
这个是要看语境的，对吧？就看你用在什么情况。
But it's very uncommon regardless.
好吧，反正也有这种意思。好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们明天啊见。Jerry, you make me sick. Bye bye!
Alright, that's all we have about. Oh, I forgot.
把舌都捋直了。
Alright, that's all we have for today. And we'll see you guys next time. Remember, Woolix makes me sick with his woolness.
Ding! 还叮了叮你妹叮。
那么今天大家在微信公众账号回复3033就可以看到今天的节目稿子啦。哇哦哇
哦哦。如果大家喜欢我们的话可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了喜欢我们的话可以订阅我们的节目或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励也可以在微博或者微信给我留言我每条都会回复的也欢迎大家转发我们的节目让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话可以加我微信号不是微信公众账号是我私人微信号 ALEX 下划线 ZQ 下划线 YU 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了哈哈哈哈